Scarborough, Lindsey Graham, Republicans lying openly about filling SCOTUS vacancy. By Trent Baker on September 21, 2020. MSNBC Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough on Monday reacted to GOP leadership pushing to nominate a replacement for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away last week. As Democrats vow to fight the nomination in hopes to delay it, Scarborough accused Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, and other Republicans of openly lying for wanting to nominate a replacement while President Donald Trump is in the final year of his first term after being against it in then-President Barack Obama's last year. First of all, I have to talk about Lindsey. There's a guy I came in with in 1994, a friend of mine, and we worked closely together in Congress. And I was talking to a couple of other friends who are no longer in politics but who are friends of Lindsey's and who came in. And they're just astounded he would lie so openly, Scarborough stated. It's like, this is a guy we knew, and he would lie that blatantly to the people of South Carolina and America, when it's on tape. We really can't get our arms around that. We haven't been able to get our arms around that for several years now. But it's so interesting. Lindsey Graham was a guy that led the impeachment against Bill Clinton. And we Republicans were so shocked that Bill Clinton answered in one of his questions before the grand jury, "It depends on what the meaning of is." And oh my God. Oh, my God. The National Review and the Wall Street Journal editorial page. We were running around talking about the destruction of the English language has come straight from the 1960s. You start with language, and the rest of culture collapses. And soon dogs and cats are sleeping with each other. And locusts are descending from the heavens eating the skin off of our flesh in D.C. Really, the absolute freak out the Republicans had because of Bill Clinton and his lack of character and him saying what the meaning of is, he continued. We really did talk about what a horrific moral crisis this was. And Lindsey Graham was at the front of that parade. Lindsey is not deconstructing language there. Lindsey's not engaging in moral equivocation. Lindsey is just lying. And he's lying openly, and it's just like an Ann Applebaum says in The Twilight of Democracy that they're not even trying to hide it from you. They're lying openly. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.